Welcome to episode 23 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Hello, once again. It is Stacey Harris, your host here at Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Welcome to episode 23. I'm really excited to have Chantel Adams on the show today. She is somebody I actually, in full disclosure, worked with in 2013. She beta tested a speaking program, and it was really great, and I had a great time doing it. But yeah, that's how we met, and it was really fun to engage with her during the show, because it was cool to sort of get some more information about her journey, and we cover some really cool stuff. So I want to dive into that, but first things first, I want to say thank you guys so much for all of your tweets. I've been getting some really cool tweets in regards to my episode on about WordCamp. I really appreciate you guys reaching out. And also, I've gotten some really cool emails this week about you guys, how you guys enjoying the show. And it's been awesome to receive all the love. So thank you guys for listening. Remember, to get a shout out on the episode, if you head over to iTunes, you can leave a review and you can get a shout out in a future episode. I can talk. I really can. Let's go ahead and dive in with Chantel's bio. Chantel is a courage and speech coach who colors way outside the lines. She is armed and ready to help savvy, yet sometimes fear included, women business wonders like you set your biz and life ablaze by seeing right through the BS that keeps you stuck while figuring out what is really holding you back, so you can start walking your talk to create your life and biz you want. She will help you go from unknown to celebrity status by getting you ready to rock the stage and step into the spotlight. Now is your time to shine. All right, let's welcome Chantel to the show. All right, everybody. I am super, super excited today because we are talking about, I think I say that every show, that just came to me. But I am. I'm really excited by all of the guests we get. So I am talking to Chantel Adams. I can't even talk today. And we're going to be talking about speaking and growing your business through speaking. I know this is something that has come up a lot in questions you guys have asked me. And you guys all know that I'm doing more speaking now than I did in 2013. So it's something people are starting to like ask me about. Like, how are you doing that? Well, I learned a lot of it right from her. So we're gonna talk to her about speaking and using it to market our business and all of that good stuff. So, welcome to the show.
Woohoo! Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited that you're here, because I'm really excited to talk about speaking as a marketing tool, because it is such a powerful tool, especially in today's marketplace where we really get to like build relationships and connect with people, and we kind of want to see who is behind our like products and services. Especially, I know a lot of the community that listens to the show works kind of B2B, and I think that a lot of us are more wary about building relationships with those people we choose to work with.
Right, for sure. And I think that is one of the biggest keys of using speaking. And speaking, when we talk about speaking, most of the time people just think about live events and being on the stage, but there's also just what we're doing here today is providing speaking through podcasts or videos, so through a video blog or online events like webinars or teleseminars, and then also, of course, the live events, which could be hosted by someone else, but also events that you put on yourself, so workshops and retreats. So there's tons of ways to be able to serve your audience through speaking. But definitely connection is one of the biggest reasons why you want to be adding speaking to your 2004 marketing plan, because it is
wait,
so
wait, 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 wait. Our 2004 marketing plan?
Oh, so 2014. Sorry. What did I say? 2014 marketing plan. And,
I don't want to go all the way back to 2004.
No, sorry.
No problem.
That's right. I was thinking the four on the end. But, yeah, it didn't come out quite right. But definitely, so making sure that that's a part of it, because connecting with your audience is so key in being able to, you know, and build those relationships, because we've all heard that people are going to buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And definitely speaking and providing an opportunity for them to see you and to hear you and to really feel your energy and get to know you on a deeper level. Speaking is the tool to be able to do that. It definitely gives you a way to really put your personality out there. And just like here, you know, you get to know you even on a deeper level than just reading your work or your blog. And then also you have an opportunity to be really conversational. So being able to really open a conversation up so people feel comfortable talking to you and buying from you. And also definitely a powerful way to use is to use stories. So we, you know, we've talked a lot about this, Stacey and I, you know, about really bringing in the stories element into your speaking, whether it's through your video blog or through your podcast, and being able to share pieces of your life and your history and what makes you who you are. And that's a really powerful way to connect.
I agree. And it's something I do a lot here on the podcast is we sort of talk to people and that has come, that's been a lot of fun, I think. And I think when you're speaking to someone, especially in like a podcast or a web show, you're coming into their homes or you're coming into their ears or into their car or wherever they're listening. So there's an intimacy there over like reading a blog post.
Yes. For sure.
Let's kind of rewind a little bit. We sort of dived headfirst, which is something we tend to do around here. So I kind of want to slow us down, roll it back. How did you get started in speaking? Has this always been what your business was, or did you start somewhere else?
Right. Okay. So I had always loved being on stage. I'm very much of a performer, love that part of things. And so throughout my journey, I always have had some sort of speaking element that I've come back to. Then I was a personal trainer, which then I realized I don't actually really like to work out. So it's kind of hard to motivate people. Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. So anyways,
that's super the click to tweet for this show. I was a personal trainer, but then I decided I didn't like working out. That's awesome.
Totally. So then, and then I kept coming. It was funny because then, and then I also did like music for young children because I played the piano for years, but I was pregnant and I had 3 kids and I was like, what the heck am I doing trying to teach, you know, 6, 4-year-olds how to love music when I've got all my rugrats running around me all day long. So I had a lot of kind of trial and error things, but the one thing I kept coming back to was people would ask me to speak. And I started off speaking for free at parenting conferences and different local events and that kind of thing. And then it just hit me one day. I was like, why am I not doing this? I love it. It's what I keep coming back to. And it was like, you know, when you keep getting that same message over and over and over and finally like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's where it took off. And I started my main business is speaking as a youth motivational speaker. And so I go into schools and teach them about being courageous and compassionate and confident and giving them those tools to be successful. And then, of course, teaching teachers how to teach their kids as well and parents too. So it's been a great journey.
That's really interesting. That's something that comes up on the show a lot where people sort of start one place and end up another place. And it always is so awesome to me. Sort of like that evolution and mm-hmm. that sort of like, it just kind of occurred to me one day that this is what I should be doing.
Right.
Because I think we've all sort of had that light bulb moment where we're like, wait a minute, why haven't I been doing this?
Exactly. And it's something, and it's funny because it's often something that we totally love, we're passionate about, but for some reason we just don't get it right away. And I think it is part of when the timing's right as well, right? Since we're ready when we're ready. So
For sure. And I think that for speaking, and one of the things I want to talk to you about, because you do talk about being courageous mm-hmm. as part of speaking. And I think that speaking is such a scary thing for so many people. So I like that we've already sort of broken down and said that it doesn't mean that you have to go into gigantic events and speak in front of, like, 5,000 people. Like, that's right. Not necessarily what speaking has to be for you. I really like speaking, and I've done this a couple times now, where I've spoken at events where there were literally, like, 10 or 15 people there. And I like that because I like to, like, talk to my people, like, to them, not just, like, at a room.
Yeah.
So I can answer more questions, and I can really, like, be like, okay, here's your questions, give me some background, and, like, legitimately answer the question, not give them, like, idea bubbles.
Sure, right. Yeah.
What does it take sort of confidence wise and what is one of your keys to sort of like getting past that like, holy crap, there's a whole full room full of people who want to hear from me thing?
Right. Okay. So if you definitely, like you said, almost it's a great way is to just to start small too, right? So start with a video blog, start with doing an online teleseminar or something where it's not so intimidating, and then build yourself up to maybe starting your own workshop in a local community with, you know, 10 or 15 people, and working your way up that way will slowly kind of build your confidence and get you even more fluent and ready and knowing your message, so that when you do have the opportunity to speak in front of a larger audience that you can rock it and you can feel confident knowing that you know what you're about to say, right? And definitely being prepared is huge, making sure that you know your stuff, and you do because you're obviously being chosen to speak for a reason. So really getting clear, and preparation is a big part of that. And making sure you have your main points and you have things mapped out to really, you know, make the most of it and make sure that you're making it actionable and something that they can really dive into and take action on so that they really feel like they've gotten value from you. And then I always talk about really focusing on the one. So the one person that you know is there for you and needs to hear your message, because a room full of, you're right, like thousands of people can be really overwhelming. But when you focus your attention on them and their needs and thinking about that one person that you know really needs your message, then your fears dissipate because you're there for a bigger purpose and you stop focusing on yourself and, oh no, am I going to mess up? Oh no, am I going to sound good? Oh no, are they going to like me? And you start rather focusing on your message and why you're really there.
And I really love that. And what is hysterical is I'm not one of these people who, or one of the many, many people, I should say, who is afraid of getting up. I found it much more nerve-wracking to do a webinar where no one could see me than I did to, like, get on stage in front of people. It's not a big deal. Like, if I have people, I'm better. Like, I'm like, yay, I have people to talk to.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I'm the same way. Like, right now talking to you feels so weird. And I'm like, I always feed off of people's energy. And so when I can see them and when I can, you know, even if you're in this huge auditorium with tons of people, it's still, for me, I find ways to make it conversational in a sense, you know, the nonverbal conversation, because I can see their faces. I can see when they're tearing up. I can see when they're laughing. I can feel that. Whereas, yes, in this situation, you're kind of like, I'm just talking to a computer screen, and it's easy to get distracted and lose your train of thought and that kind of thing, because you're not as focused on that person, right? So yes, interesting. Yeah, I'm the same way too.
I think maybe it's like kind of the performer in us. Like, you feed off that energy from the crowd and that environment. Yeah. It took me a while even doing this podcast. Like, I always really like when I have a guest on the show, because that means I have somebody I get to talk to, like, directly. And I really like just talking with the audience when I just do my one-on-one show. Like, I talk to the one person that listens to this podcast. And then, you know, I talk to them, but I'm always like, I want somebody to, like, say stuff back to me. That's why I get so excited when you guys, like, tweet me while you're listening to the show, because I'm like, yay, it's weird to have your part of the conversation now.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a weird thing, I think, because I don't think most people are that way. I know most people are probably much more comfortable behind their screens. But it's true, even doing the webinars and the telesummits and those kind of things can be nerve-wracking. So don't discount that if you're sort of freaked out about even doing that, because it can be super overwhelming.
Yes, for sure. And I mean, as I said, you know, start small. For me, it probably is like the opposite, that I am more reluctant to do the online videos and that kind of thing than I am to, like, I'd love to just go step on a stage with 10,000 people, right? So it is also, we're all different, we're all unique, and we all have different strengths and different ways of doing it. So really just start what is most comfortable for you might be a better way to say it, and work from there.
That's true. And see, I'm definitely like a Band-Aid ripper. Like, let's just do it. Like, let's go all the way.
Love that.
Let's
love
see
that.
What happens.
That's awesome. And that's totally, you know, my message is courage, a big part of it. And tying that into speaking of course, most people say that public speaking is one of their most feared things, right? Yeah. And so definitely my tip always for being able to have more courage, and I tell everybody that the only way you can have courage is if you're totally freaked out and scared, right? Because you can't have one without the other. Well, you can have be afraid without courage, but you can't have courage without being afraid. And so to know that fear is just a feeling and emotion, and that's another good point too, is to really see fear for what it is, in the sense of it's just energy. And it's actually a really good thing. I'm grateful when I feel those feelings because I know that I'm preparing for the energy that I need to be able to deliver the way I need to deliver. Because if you think about it, when you're up on stage and you've got 500 sets of eyeballs staring at you, that's a whole lot of energy coming your way. And you're one person kind of taking all that energy, and you need to be able to be big and bold and be able to have that increase in adrenaline to really match that energy. And so that's how I see fear now, as not a negative thing, but as something that's going to fuel me to do an even better job.
And I think that's really cool. And somebody, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was. So if you were the person who told me this, email me and I'll put a note in the show notes. But somebody said that anxiety is just excitement without breathing. Like if you breathe through sort of the fear and the anxiety, like you'll just get excited.
Right.
And I have implemented that in a lot of places in my life, sort of when I get stressed out about something or like I'm anxious about like a deal going through or working with a new client who's maybe stretching me a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, just breathe, and it does. It sort of turns into that excitement. So I think that that is really an important piece, and no matter what you're doing, because I think so much of what being an entrepreneur is sort of being scared sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
So
yes.
Sort of breathing through that and like powering through is super key.
Yeah. Taking action is key for sure.
Definitely. And I don't think there's probably anybody listening who is a non-action taker, because I know you guys all really, really are like, let's do this. So
right.
I think that that's a good message to give. Something we always talk about on this show is networking and connecting with other entrepreneurs. I'm a huge fan of networking and building relationships. In speaking, how much of what you've done has sort of come out of building relationships with people and knowing other people and just sort of getting opportunities through people in your networking circle?
Huge. That's probably like my number one tip for actually getting speaking gigs is building relationships, because through my speaking, it was because I knew and had a relationship with many of the principals in my local school district that I was able to go, and I approached them on a one-to-one basis. They knew me. They liked me, supposedly. I had done a good job because I had worked in the education as a teacher's assistant for several years. So they had seen me in different capacities and understood me and what I was all about. And so when I approached them for speaking opportunities, then definitely they were open, they were warm. It was that warm lead. And I have tried, and I know speakers that do the same type of speaking as me say that you have to send out 100 cold emails to even get one response. And that's not even a for sure booking. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. That doesn't sound fun to me.
Sound like a good time.
That's right. And so with taking this approach, I was able to fully book my calendar. I actually got 175 speaking engagements from this one principal who I went and did a speaking engagement for, and then she put it out to her network of people who knew and liked and trusted her and had a relationship with her. And so then through word of mouth, my first year I was doing 175 assemblies. So that was crazy. So, and then it's continued just like that. It's the word of mouth that is powerful, especially in the speaking, because there are a lot of speakers out there and there's a lot of people. But when someone has heard you deliver an outstanding speech, then they're going to tell their friends, or they're going to be able to mention you when they're talking to someone else. So again, it's not only your relationship with them, but the connections that all these other people have that are able to then point back to you. So definitely relationship building is huge and probably one of the most important things to getting booked, for sure.
Well, and even beyond speaking, I think it's just so critical in any industry. If you're looking to be a part of an industry in any way, maybe it's to sell to a certain industry or provide a service for an industry or provide a product for an industry, sort of getting that one person who you can really build a quality relationship with to help spread your message can be an amazingly powerful tool to get yourself out there, for sure.
For sure. For sure. And it really is about going in with an attitude, not so much of what's in it for me or looking at it first, but what can I do to serve? How can I help them? And that's really what I said when I went in to talk to them first. I said, what would be something that I could totally over deliver on and make you the happiest person in the world? How could I really, you know, lift your burden in some way, or what could I do to really support you in your job and what you want to do, right? And so then it was like, well, do this and this. And I said, okay. And I knew exactly what they needed and what they wanted. And I was able to fill that with my speaking ability, right? So it was a perfect way. But definitely when you reach out to someone, find ways to support them. And it might take, and relationships take time, right? But then when they are looking to book someone for their next event, then you're going to be someone that they already know and someone that they have seen that is a hard worker and someone that gives, and they're going to be more likely to think about you.
And that's really what you want to happen.
Right.
So once again, the time has flown by. Before we get too far gone, I want to make sure that we find out how people can get in touch with you, what cool things you have coming up that we want to make sure that the listeners hear and know about. So how can we get in touch with you, and what cool things do you have sort of coming up?
All right. Well, I would love to see you guys over on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com and Chantel Adams Speaks. And we'll definitely have the links there as well. But also, I have an awesome program, which Stacey has been a part of, called Center Stage, which is definitely taking and writing your signature speech. But it's so much more than that as well. It's helping you to be able to be confident, face your fears, know how to book the speaking engagements, and be able to really bring a lot to your speech that's all about you, which is your best marketing tool is really you, because you're unique and there's nothing like you out there. So you got to bring more of that to your speeches and to your speaking. So that's going to be running again in February. So definitely we'll have some links to that program as well if you're interested in checking that out.
Yes, and links to everything will be in the show notes. So you guys can get that stuff all over at thestaceyharris.com as usual. So thank you so much, Chantel, for being on the show. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us and talk to us about speaking, because I think it's something that so many people sort of have on their list to do, quote unquote, someday.
Right.
So maybe this will, you know, shove some people over the ledge.
Yay! And it's so worth it. And you can do so much with that speaking to really engage and connect and build that list and definitely add some income to your bottom line as well and establish yourself as an expert. So speaking is a wonderful tool for marketing yourself.
Very cool. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Big thanks once again to Chantel for being on the show. If you guys want to find those links to the Center Stage program and also to her Facebook page, remember go to thestaceyharris.com/episode23. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.